And good evening, Chicago Bears season ticket holders. This is Jeff Joniak, and we're welcoming you to tonight's Fan Forum conference call exclusively for Chicago Bears season ticket holders. We certainly do appreciate your participation, and thank you for being an integral part of this team. Our teleforum tonight being hosted by Broadnet and bringing to you a live conference call with myself and first-year Bears general manager Phil Emery and, of course, thousands of our important Bears season ticket holders. Phil and I are very excited to be here to talk with you tonight about Chicago Bears football and the upcoming 2012 season. A couple of things I want to go through real quickly here. We encourage you to contribute, obviously, to this special event. We did one of these a couple of years ago with Brian Urlacher, and it was very well received. So it's your opportunity to ask questions directly to Phil while we break down everything that has transpired throughout this busy start to the offseason, as well as looking forward to the draft coming up there in a couple of weeks, OTAs around the corner, and, of course, the upcoming season. The preseason schedule came out today. We'll go over that a little bit, some fun stuff. And we're going to do our best tonight to give you, as many of you as possible, a chance to ask Phil and I a question or two. And it's as simple as hitting *3 on your telephone keypad. We're going to have representatives from our ticket services team ready right now to take your questions and put you on line to ask a question to Phil directly. Again, at any point throughout the call this evening, you can hit *3 on your telephone keypad. I'm going to remind you a lot about that tonight, so bear with me. This will put yourself in line to ask a question live at some point during our call. Our representatives will then send you right back into the call so you don't miss any of the action. Be listening for me to call your name and city, and at that point, you'll be live on the phone with Phil Emery and myself. It's that simple. So let's not waste any more time. Get the show started. Time to welcome the new GM and the fifth in Bears history, Phil Emery. Thanks for – I know you're swamped, and we all appreciate you taking the time to come here tonight and talk to Bears fans. And that's always a great starting point, Phil, because these fans, as you know from being here previously as a scout, are super passionate. And a night like this, everybody's busy. It's a great night. It's warm. I'm sure they got a lot of things going on, but they want to talk Bears football with you. Have you had a chance to embrace the idea of just how passionate these fans are?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the interest in the Chicago Bears is tremendous. It's such a privilege to represent this team and to represent our fans. You know, everywhere I go, you know, I run into passionate Bear fans, even if they have no idea who I am. I just appreciate they're following the team by wearing the gear, talking about the Bears, overhearing conversations about the Chicago Bears. It's just a tremendous feeling about all that's involved in this city, in the passion, as you spoke about, Jeff, about our Bears.
A charter franchise of the National Football League and big changes. And, of course, whenever there's a big player acquisition in terms of a talented Pro Bowl-type player, unique gifts, there's going to be a buzz. There was when the Bears acquired Jay Cutler. There was when they signed Julius Peppers. And there was when you acquired Brandon Marshall from the Miami Dolphins to kick off what was free agency. Nobody saw it coming. That's the beauty of it. The surprise was like Christmas morning for folks. Wow, we got Brandon Marshall. Take us through that whole process.
Well, you know, that last part that you mentioned is interesting because, you know, one thing I mentioned to the fans during a press conference when I first got here was that we were going to do things in kind of a, I don't want to say secretive, but we were going to keep things confidential so that we could operate and so that we would have an opportunity to bring the best player possible to the Bears. And I think Brandon is a prime example of that. Very excited to have him here. He's what we were looking for in a wideout, you know, 6'0", 4'4", 230 pounds. A great ability to adjust to the football, great routes, unusual ability to run routes for a man his size. There's no stiffness to him. He's a very loose and limber athlete. He knows how to set up defenders, great competitor. Very excited for the Bears that Brandon is going to be coming here April 16th to start working out with us. But he's kind of an example of we kept it under the radar. Because of that, we were able to work with the team involved in the trade and have it come to completion.
Well, the beauty of that is, and it's such a competitive league, and, you know, there are many different ways to skin a cat, obviously, and that information does get explained over the course of time. After the fact, you know, you're happy to talk about exactly how and why you bring a player in. But I think it's more exciting, to be honest with you. Hey, everybody wants to know what's going on in the inner workings, but that's not practical in the National Football League. Another thing about Brandon, you talk about the routes he can run. The whole route tree is there for him, isn't it?
The whole route tree. You know, he's a deep ball receiver for a couple of reasons. One, tremendous size. He's a great target, you know, for Jay. Anytime you've ever had the opportunity as a coach, scout, or fan, depending on your view, to look behind the quarterback and look at the field of vision that he's looking at, the bigger the wideout, the easier it is to find him and to locate and place the ball. So the size is a tremendous advantage. The other thing is how skilled Brandon is at adjusting to the deep ball and adjusting it not only to the flight of the ball and his location, but adjusting relative to the defender, which is, you know, is a lot harder than maybe, you know, even I would perceive it. But if you take a ball flying down the field 40 yards and you've got somebody to defend you, pushing, shoving you, trying to position for the ball, and then you've got to go up and get it, there's a high skill level involved. And that's Brandon in terms of pushing the ball downfield for us. Size, ability to adjust. He can run any route. Like I said, he's a very limber athlete. He's got great knee bend. He can come to balance in terms of he can push off the line of scrimmage, run down the field, hit that 15-yard area that the deeper routes are at, drop his body weight, stay in balance, make a hard, sharp cut, and be in position to catch the ball.
And he doesn't like to go down either. I mean, there have been quotes from defensive backs.
Yeah,
he's a vicious runner after the catch.
Very strong after the catch. Very competitive.
All right, I want to remind you folks, this is your chance to ask Phil Emery a question directly through this live call. You can hit *3 at any time, and our ticket services team will take your question and put you in line. They will then send you right back to the call. We can't get to everyone, unfortunately, tonight, but we'll do our best to talk to many of you as possible. So remember, please be succinct. We can get as many questions as possible. We're not going to allow you probably to get a second crack at Phil, so one and done, but you know, be real succinct. We'll try and get as many questions in as possible, again, with Phil Emery. That wasn't the only addition, obviously. So you did a lot of different things. What was the mindset and the types of players you brought in?
Well, you know, number one was, you know, stated coming in is we're always looking for dynamic playmakers, people that are productive. If we had our druthers, we would have, you know, bigger than smaller. We're looking for dynamically sudden players, players that can create a mismatch because of their body quickness and speed. We're also looking to always improve the overall roster depth and our competitiveness at every position. You know, the better your roster is from top to bottom, just taking it from you know, an offensive line or a defensive line or a DB perspective, the better the overall depth of it is from your starter through your backups to the players that you bring in camp to compete in camp, the better your squad gets. The more competition, the better you become. So, you know, we were looking at a lot of different positions. One we wanted to address is we did want to have some stability and to upgrade our talent level as a backup quarterback. We want to go into the season knowing that if something were to happen to Jay, that we have a quarterback in place with the talent that starts in a league, has the arm strength, has the mobility, that we can still win a championship. And we really believe we have found that in Jason Campbell.
Excellent. And, you know, Lovie Smith has always talked about Jason over the years, playing against him, watching him at Auburn. But his mobility, probably underrated, and his size really stunned me. I recall interviewing him at the scouting combine, but I didn't realize just how big of a man he is.
He's, you know, he's extreme length, the height, the arm length, the mobility, easy to see when he was at Auburn because of the number of play-action passes that they would run, the number of boots, bootleg and rollout passes that they would run. And he's a guy that is a passer first. He's not looking to run, but when the opportunity presents themselves, when you know the coverage is there and he needs to get the ball downfield, Jason can take off and run, and that's something he has shown when he was at Washington and at Oakland. You know, really excited about his coming to the Bears and adding him to the roster. Another player, Michael Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a complementary back, looking for somebody that balances our run attack, somebody that's a complete back, you know, can run and catch inside, outside, and can pass block, good receiver, has all the skills that you're looking for, but a complement to Matt, somebody that runs in a different style that keeps the defense off balance.
And he's not going down with a feather.
No, he's not going down with a feather. He might be a little heavier than that right now. We won't get into specifics, but the offseason will be good for him when he comes in April 16th. both those individuals, great character people, you know, fantastic talks with them when they came in to visit and sign their contracts. You know, in addition, Eric Weems mm-hmm. came from Atlanta. I was familiar with Eric. Persistence is what he's all about. He's also got a good skill level, Pro Bowler, special teams. He can cover kicks, he can return kicks, and he's a good wideout. He will balance out our depth at the wideout position. He will add to it. He will improve us. Blake Costanzo couldn't be a more interesting individual and a more fired-up guy. He will provide leadership to our teams. He will be an added energy to our overall squad. He's just a very upbeat, pleasant football guy. You know, he personifies football guy. He's all in. He would have been great in anything that was combative. He chose football, and that's his thing, and he really adds to what we have.
Well, you need those guys on teams.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we also added Devin Thomas from the New York Giants, who had a couple key fumble recoveries for them during the playoffs and Super Bowl. Really feel good about him adding to our wide out depth and being a special teams player. And we think that maybe he's a spot in his career where he's ready to move forward. I think he sees this as a great opportunity to move forward in his career, get more involved, get more catches, and we're at the right place for him during his career where he's at in terms of just taking the next step.
Hey, oftentimes there are wide receivers, they don't blossom until year three or four. We can go through the list. There's a lot of them throughout the course of the
National Football League. And also, you know, I'd be remiss how important was bringing back Josh.
Yeah.
You know, he's a guy that has won games for us. And we felt that situation with those two backups, 103 starts between them, you know, we couldn't get a better situation.
You covered.
Josh is the right kind of person. He accepts the challenge of competing as a third quarterback. And I know that if something happened to either one of those guys, he would step in the right place and right time and help us win games.
All right, Phil, let's say hello to the fans. We're going to start our phone calls here now with John from Palos Heights. He's got a question about Mike Tice's offense.
I'll answer my question.
Big John, how are you doing tonight?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, we're having fun talking football. Nothing better.
Yeah, I hear that, man.
What's your question, Big John?
With the addition of Brandon Marshall and Mike Tice to move to the offensive coordinator role, what do you think, how's the offense going to change?
You know, I think there'll be some adjustments. Hey, number one, you know, that's putting a big target out there, and you're, as Jeff alluded to, you know, he can run the whole route tree, and that includes those shorter passes, the slants, the stop patterns, the quick hitches, some of the screens. It helps all of that. Him being a big target in the passing game will help our run game. It will help the complement of it, you know, always searching for a good balance. So Brandon adds to that in terms of changing. It just helps open up everything that we do.
All right, our next caller is Joni from Big Rock and has a question about Johnny Knox following his injury last season. Joni, how you doing tonight?
Real good, thank you.
You got to tell me, where's Big Rock?
Oh, it's about 50 miles west of Chicago.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yes, beautiful Big Rock.
All right, well, you're Phil Emery, fire away.
I'd like to know how John's doing and will he be back?
Joni, it's a good question. John's an extremely hard worker. I've had the opportunity to be down with him in the training room several times here in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Nobody puts more effort into it. He has made progress and will continue to make progress. And as I've told him, ultimately it'll be him that will decide when he comes back. It'll be him telling us where he's at in the rehab process. And we're a long ways from having to make that decision. And we're going to lean on Johnny helping us make that decision.
In this instance, given that injury and how it looked, you know, caution is probably the most important thing.
Well, and again,
and health.
Right. And Johnny's made every effort to get back as quick as he can, and he is making progress. And, yeah, you want to be cautious because, it was a tough injury. It was a heavy contact injury. And Johnny understands where he's at, and he's keep pushing forward, and there couldn't be a bear with a better attitude than him.
All right, out to Mount Prospect, my old stomping grounds. We're going to say hello to Nick this evening with Phil Emery. Nick, how you doing this evening?
Real good. How are you?
Fantastic. You're with Phil Emery. Go ahead.
Well, my question was with the Bears' inability to sign Forte to a fairly long-term contract last year and then placing the franchise tag on him, what's the direction the Bears are going to take now to try to get a contract done and, sustain Forte for a few more years?
Well, contracts are a very individual matter in a very private manner, so I'm not going to get into specifics. I will just say that we're both working in a positive direction to come to a positive conclusion for everybody.
All right. And remember, folks, your chance to ask Phil Emery a question directly on this call. You can hit *3 at any time, and our ticket services team will take your question and put you in line. They'll send you right back to the call. Can't get everyone tonight, but we'll do our best to get as many in as possible. So far, so good. Succinct questions, and we're rolling right now. Would like to take a moment, though, to ask a polling question for you guys now. We'd like to know how well we are communicating with you as a valued season ticket holder. How do you feel about the amount of communication coming directly from the ticket office? Now, if you feel that it's just right, press 1 on your telephone keypad. If not enough and you'd like to receive more from the Bears ticket office, press 2. If too much, you can press 3. So we're going to do this a couple of times tonight, these polling questions, and we're going to continue on with Phil Emery talking Bears football. And before we get to our next caller, I was joking with Scott Hagel from the Bears about the preseason schedule. I was bouncing off the walls. I'm like, fantastic. He goes, it's not the I don't care. We got games. You got Peyton Manning's Denver Broncos, potentially RG3's Washington Redskins coming into Soldier Field. I think Bears fans, you can't ask for a better start to the preseason with that. Then New York, the Giants, the Super Bowl champions in a national televised game, wrapping up with the annual affair with the Cleveland Browns. That's a good preseason schedule.
You bet. It's going to provide great competition, great interest, so that we can see how our squad develops and compare it against some awfully good players that you mentioned.
Yeah, who knows if Peyton will play or if RG3 winds up with Washington, but it's a great start. All right, Norb in Tinley Park. How you doing tonight, Norb?
Good, Jeff. I'd like to welcome Phil to Chicago. I'm sitting here with my daughter Ashley and my son Kyle. And we'd like to applaud you for some of the offensive additions that you've made so far, but we're a little concerned about the offensive line. I want to see how Gabe Parisi's doing and see if you plan on addressing the offensive line at all in the draft or if you even think the offensive line is a concern.
I appreciate it, Norb. The offensive line, a big topic of conversation around these parts the last couple of years. Phil, and specifically Gabe Creamy, how is he coming along, and what's the projection for the offseason program?
Hey, Gabe's another guy that's been working tremendously hard. I have had a chance to visit with him a couple times and watch him rehab. We're very excited that he's coming back. He's going to really help solidify our offensive line. I scouted him when I was with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think an awful lot of his talent and his abilities, he's what we're looking for. That's a big, long-armed, strong, quick-footed man, smart as any offensive lineman you'd ever want to try to draft. So he adds a lot to our mix and again, solidifies that right tackle position.
And obviously, when it comes to drafting, every position's on the table because Norb also wanted to know if there was a potential draftable position, the offensive line.
We're always looking to get better in any way that in shape that we can, whether it's offensive line, defensive line, wide out. We're always looking for big, dynamic, sudden, productive players.
Out to Lake Geneva across the border, we welcome Marge into the conference call tonight. Marge, good evening.
Actually, it's not Marge. It's March, like the month.
Oh, March. Okay.
Yeah.
Our apology. That's a beautiful name. And a great month.
Thanks. I was wondering, where do you expect to be after the 2012 season, like at the end?
We're always looking to win a championship, and that's our goal.
Pretty simple. I mean, that's it right there, to be in New Orleans and hoist that Super Bowl trophy.
It's not down the line. It's for us. It's immediate. That's the goal. That's the only goal you could have here for the Chicago Bears. And I know that's our fan expectation, and that's our expectation.
Not an easy task. Boy, it is hard to win in the National Football League. Obviously, that's no excuse for teams who don't get there, but it's not simple.
If you don't make it a goal, it's not going to happen. That's what it comes down to. Yeah, it's hard to win any single game in the NFL because it is the most competitive league in sport not only in country but in the world to me. You know, and maybe I'm a little biased, but that's how I look at it.
Hey, we all are.
Than the NFL.
Exactly. 16 dramas. That's right. And then you got the playoffs. I mean, I don't even know what you call that. Re-signing your own free agents was also part of the mix. You mentioned Josh McCown. Also, Craig Stelz, Israel Adonijé, Kellen Davis. Tom in Oak Forest has a question about a couple of the remaining Bears free agents out there. Tom, good evening.
Hi, how you doing, Jeff?
Real good.
First of all, I'd like to say welcome to Chicago to Mr. Emery, and I'm very impressed with the job he's done so far. And I'd like to know if there's any plans to sign back our defensive tackle, Amobi Okoye.
Right now, I think Amobi is trying to decide which direction he's going. You know, we've had conversations with him. So far, we haven't been able to work out a deal. I really believe that Amobi is probably going in a different direction.
I know he has had a visit with the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, thank you for that. Again, folks, you can ask Phil Emery a question through this call. You can hit *3 at any time. Our ticket services team will take your question and put you in line, and then we'll send you right back to the phone call so you can enjoy the conversation tonight. To Chicago and Tom. Good evening, Tom.
How you doing, Jeff? I just want to welcome Phil Emery to Chicago. Glad to have you aboard. Two quick questions. How do you feel about, I guess this was already answered, how do you feel about facing the Denver Broncos right off the bat for the preseason?
I think it'll be a great experience for everybody. And, hey, we're hoping that Peyton plays. Because we know that'll bring even more fans in. It'll bring those Denver fans. It'll be, you know, Indy fans and just Peyton Manning fans. And we know that the Bears will overwhelm everybody, and that'll be an exciting event for everybody.
And second question is, will there be anybody to pick up either in the draft to help out Julius Peppers on the defensive end?
Again, you know, we have tremendous the way we look at it is, you know, between the free agency and the draft, we have to find a way to meet our needs. But bottom line, we're always looking to improve our squad, regardless of what may be our more internally what we would think about in terms of our more immediate needs. We're always looking for playmakers. So if one of those playmakers happens to be a defensive lineman and we're in position to draft one, we may do that.
Are you of the belief you never have enough big guys on either side of the line?
I'm going to believe you never have enough dynamic playmaking partners.
All right, let's go to McHenry and Ken with the draft coming up. Everybody's an expert when it comes to the draft these days, no question. April is the month for that. We've already heard a ton about the draft, and you have a question on maybe how Phil Emery's philosophy works with the draft. Right, Ken?
Right. Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Phil. Welcome to Chicago. And my question is, you know, I think there's going to be some great offensive players that are going to, you know, going to be available in the draft, and I think there's going to be some defensive players. And my question is, do you sit down with Coach Smith and your other coaches and try to decide who you're going to pick? You did address quite a few offensive needs. There's some players in the draft that I have targeted that I think would be great for the Bears, but I'm not the one that makes the decisions. My question is, how do you guys decide, and I know it's probably going to come down to the last minute or the last day, you know, who you're going to take in the first round?
Well, let's talk a little bit about the process. It really starts with, it started when I got here, in terms of assessing our own team. And that's, the coaches are heavily involved. The beginning of that process is the scouting staff looks at our team, turns in their evaluations of where we're at, and those players' relationship to, you know, what's in the NFL, how we stack up. Then we involve our coaches. They give us their end-of-the-season evaluation of those players. We talk internally in terms of the directions we need to go, in terms of our needs, what type of players we're looking for. And then we evaluate what is out there in terms of the unrestricted free agent market, who may come up, who may be available that might be a cap casualty. Somebody, you saw several of those happen this time around. Somebody who's got a high salary coming up, high guaranteed money, and the team decides that they need to go in another direction if they can't handle that cap hit. So those type of people come available. We have to evaluate all those players. And then we have to decide which ones will fit for us, which ones will help us win championships. Once we decide that, we start moving forward with free agency. We attack it, you know, we have our game plan and we attack it. And that certainly heavily involves our coaches, not only from, you know, internal discussions, but those players that we really feel that would be available out there that we want to target and move forward on. After that process, the next process is the draft. You know, it starts with our college meetings, going through all the players available. We had a you do kind of a streamlined cut-down process. Certain players at certain grades you don't talk about right away, but we had a meeting that lasted 10 days. We thoroughly discussed 400 players. Typically, a draft will have 250 to 270 players that are actually drafted. So you're well above the number that's going to be drafted. So you're talking about a lot of free agents towards the end of it. We go through those, and we designate after the scouts conversations which players will we give the coaches to evaluate. Then we ask them to evaluate those selected players. So it comes out to about 15 to 25 players per coach at each position. They evaluate them. What we ask them to do is to stack order them from highest to lowest, from, hey, who's the best player at that position that you see in your evaluation? Who's number one? Who's number 25 if they're given that many? Not only do they watch those individuals on tape, but we send them out throughout the country so that they get their eyes on the players, as have the scouts, during the fall. That process usually starts with the combine, their first exposure to the college players. I'm talking about our coaches. And then it continues on throughout the spring. You know, I was recently at Notre Dame with a couple of our coaches. That's kind of the last stop. There'll be some players that will still work out that have had late injuries that need to work out closer to the draft because they haven't fully healed from late season injuries, or maybe they got hurt during the combine and haven't worked out post-combine. They want to show everybody they're healthy. So that's part of our coach's input. Now, from there, we bring our scouts back. We collect all the information, late information on any character information that was undiscovered or needed to be dug on a little bit more in terms of their background, so we know exactly who that person is. We get our scouts together with our coaches. They work very hard on the back end of the draft, the late draftable players, the college free agents, so that at that end of the draft, we're ready to go. You know, after we meet with the coaches, which is coming up here next week, for those stack meetings, or where they tell us why this guy's number one, why this guy's number 15, why he's number 25 in that stack. After that process, what will happen after that is I will meet with Coach Smith daily and work on the draft plan on those players that our coaches and scouts collectively really like and are really orientated towards helping the Bears win championships. And then with Coach Smith and myself, it's developing a draft plan. Okay, we like these players. How do we get them? You know, who are you willing to trade up for? If those players aren't there, and if we get to 19 and the player that we've targeted is not there, can we trade back? What's our plan to trade back? And if we trade back, how far back? And who would those players be that we would be trading back for, and rank ordering those players who we would trade back for? And we do that at every selection spot in the draft.
It's a puzzle.
It's a puzzle. It's a fun puzzle. I mean, it comes down to draft day. It is one heck of a stock market day. You know, it's very fluid. You're getting a lot of calls from a lot of different directions. People are playing all kinds of games. They're trying to get you on the phone late as you're making a selection. There's a lot. It's a lot of fun. There's tension. But what you want to do is, and to get back to your question, we would never make those decisions at the last minute. Those decisions have made, as we develop that draft plan, we've made those decisions. On draft day, it's executing the plan.
Okay, we're with Phil Emery, the Bears general manager. We've got another polling question for our listeners tonight. We certainly know you're excited to see the 2012 Bears in action. We want to know if you plan to visit Bourbonnais, the home of the Bears training camp, July and August this year. Training camp, as always, free and open to the public. If yes, you plan on attending training camp, press 1. If no, press 2. If you're not sure just yet and you did not know training camp was free and open to the public, please press 3. We'll continue taking questions. Let's go to Wheeling. Peter's been patiently waiting. And, Peter, you have a question about the tight end position in the draft. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. I'm wondering about the tight end. Are we going to target a tight end position? And also, how important is the combine? And did any players down there surprise you, either positive or negative? And are you finished with free agency, or do you keep going up to the draft day?
You know, the free agency really is a year-round basis. Obviously, there are those dates that it's targeted at the start of the new league year. That's probably the more it's more fluid that day than it is any day, because everybody's trying to execute their plan that we talked about. Hey, they've targeted certain players, and everyone's trying to make it happen at the same time. But in terms of evaluating your roster and continuing to look at who is available on the market that can improve your team, that's 365. That happens every day. Every day you have to look at it as, is there anybody available that makes our squad better and improves our chances to win a championship? And that comes from all levels, from practice players, players that you know may not even make the team, but they make you better because they make your practices better, from your backup positions to your starter. So that's year-round. To go back to the combine, yes, we looked at tight ends, but I will have to say we looked at all positions. We're awfully happy to have Kellen Davis back. You know, we're excited about Matt Spaeth coming back. We're excited about Kyle Adams. We have, you know, several other younger players on the rosters that we want to see develop and continue to grow. But, yes, we look at tight ends as we would all positions.
Obviously, March and April, and you were hired at a time when you had to pull together everything in a heartbeat. It's probably been a maze of responsibilities that go beyond just the player procurement and evaluation, because you really had to get a really good handle on what you had here to begin with. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to figure out what is needed other than what coaches would offer in terms of suggestions or scouts and so forth. How has that been for you?
Well, it's been fun. I mean, it's a challenge, but that's what you sign up for.
Even things like this, right?
And there's no other place I'd want to do that than with the Chicago Bears. You know, I started in the NFL with the Chicago Bears. This has always been a goal to come back. You know, hey, I was very fortunate to come back in the leadership position that, you know, that the job was open. Very fortunate that it came together that way. But I don't want to be anywhere else. This is the team. This is the city. This is the fans. This is where you want to be. This is where you want to win championships. The ride here would be better to me than any team in the NFL to win a championship with.
Absolutely. And 10-year-old Sean from Buffalo Grove would concur. A young Bears fan joining the conference call tonight. Sean, did you get all your homework done today?
Yeah, I got it done.
All right. You sound just like my daughters, giving me a hard time. Sean, how you doing tonight?
Good.
What's your question?
My question is, what does it take to be a Chicago Bears player, because I want to be one when I grow up?
Well, one, incredible passion for football. It sounds like you've got that, so you've got a great start. Just got to have a goal. You know, have a goal and keep working on it daily in small increments. Obviously, are you playing football now?
I bet he is. I bet the little guy is playing football. And the big thing, football is a great example of what, I mean, you get knocked down, you got to pick yourself up. That's every day, right?
Persistence.
Yeah.
Persistence. Persistently working towards your goal.
Big Sean, don't ever give up. That's the key right there. We're with Phil Emery, reminding folks that you can ask Phil a question directly through this live call. Hit *3 at any time, and our ticket services team will take your question, put you online, and you guys have done a great job tonight being succinct with your questions, so we're trying to get in as many as possible. And time's ticking, though. It's flying by. So we're going to go to Hoboken, New Jersey. See, we've got Bears fans everywhere. We're not just talking domestic either. Outside of Chicago, international. It wouldn't shock me tonight if we get an international phone call. But Kevin from Hoboken, you know, we were out there a couple years ago. That's where we stayed for a game against the New York Giants. And so a good town, fun town. What do you got tonight?
Yeah, my question, Phil, is when you came to the Bears, you were – basically an outsider, so you must have an opinion of the roster. So now that you've been in the job for a while, how has your opinion of our current roster changed?
Well, you know, obviously our roster is undergoing some changes because of free agency, and we have, you know, needs that we feel we're going to continue to attack in the draft and continue to look at free agents. But honestly, I think our roster has improved. I'm very excited about the players that we signed back. our own players, such as Izzy, such as Kellen, such as Craig Stelz, such as, you know, Josh, who was a member of our roster at the end of the season, Tim Jennings. Hey, we're very excited about bringing back our veteran players. We're also excited about the players that we signed, traded for Brandon Marshall, Michael Bush, Jason Campbell, Eric Weems, Blake Costanzo, Devin Thomas. We're excited about those additions. So I feel like we're making progress, putting together a squad that can consistently compete and win championships, and that's the goal.
When you do look at the roster with Lovey, have you gained some unique perspective from his point of view, and has it given you a new appreciation for looking at this particular roster in certain cases? You
well,
may not be specific
yeah,
about
the
it. But
the roster and how you look at it is different than where I was at. Very unique at Kansas City in terms of that was my first exposure to a true 34-front defense, which is very different than what we run. The nice thing about coming back to Chicago was that when I left, Lovey was here. And we had great talks, you know, among the scouting staff. The coaches would come in, Coach Smith, the rest of the position coaches, both offensively and defensively, and educated the scouts on what the schemes were all about and what type of player we were looking for. You know, our defensive scheme hasn't changed, which is a big positive, because there's still some veteran players here that were here when I was here last in 2004 that in my eyes have gotten even better as players, because the scheme provides a solid basis of improvement. You always know what you're lining up. You get experience in lining up against different formations. You're able, the more you know the scheme, the more you run it, the more years you're in it, the faster you play. And that's what we have here is consistency with Coach Smith. So that's a big bonus. And so what I'm telling you is that from 2004 till now, the type of players that we're looking for and the scheme that we run hasn't changed.
And that's an underrated aspect defensively. You often hear about, oh, you know, the Colts have the same system, the same quarterback coach, same coordinator, same quarterback. Green Bay has that now, same system, same quarterback, same coordinator. Same. But on defense, you rarely hear talk about that. But that mental speed is, especially when a player, you know, is invested now for a decade, he's not the player he was when he first started out, in terms of speed and so forth, and bang up. But now the mental speed, that covers that gap.
It covers the gap because he knows where to fit. Every time he sees a motion, he's seen it, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times from a base defense or against their formation. He knows right where to go. He fits faster because, as you said, the mental speed is faster. He makes more plays because of
it. A question about that. When you know, you have certain prototypes for this defense, but there are unusual. I mean, Brian Urlacher is unique and revolutionized what you do with that middle linebacker down the middle of this particular defense.
Especially his size.
Yes. Lance Briggs, you know, bigger maybe than so if you find somebody that's unique that can still play that, you might revolutionize a spot in this particular system.
You bet. And again, it all comes down to, you know, the feeling is very good because I knew what the scheme was and what kind of players fit the scheme for Coach Smith. But also, it always still gets down to this. And I know, Jeff, I'm being very repetitive.
Hey.
And I'm okay with that because that's how we get better as a scouting staff. That's how we get better throughout the building on how we evaluate players. We're looking for guys that make plays. And sometimes those guys are big. We'd prefer that. If a bigger man is just as fast as a smaller fan, or a player, you're going to take big every time if everything else is relative.
Hey, listen, Eric Weems and Jeff Joniak, about the same height, right? He's 5'7"?
No doubt. No, I think Eric's actually got you. But we're looking for guys that make plays. So if they make plays and they're, you know, they're dynamic athletes, we're going to find a fit for them.
All right, Highland Park. Daniel, thanks for your patience tonight. You're with Phil Emery. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. My question for Phil is, do you expect Brandon Marshall to be suspended? And my second question is that out of the unrestricted free agent market right now, is there any remaining offensive linemen that you guys are going to take a look at? Thank you.
Okay, I'll answer the second part of that question first. We continue to look at every position, and particularly offensive line, trying to find you know, the right competitors to come in here, the right players that fit for us and what Coach Tice is asking. to keep pushing the competitive level of the group. In terms of Brandon Marshall, you know, that's something that is just got to work itself through. I'm not going to get too far in front of the process, and that process, you know, it'll have an end to it, and we'll just let it work its way through.
All right. I think this is going to be our final call of this conference call. Time has zipped by, as I knew it would, but we've had some very good questions and very good conversation tonight from the season ticket holders. So, Ryan, you're last up tonight. Orland Park, how are things going out there tonight?
You're good, man. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good. With our front seven getting a little bit older, we've got to rely on our secondary constantly. Are we going to do something to bolster that secondary this year?
Well, again, you know, part of having a good draft plan is having confidentiality of it. It's the more information that we give out to our opponents, the more likely they're able to step in front of us. You know, it's happened when I've been involved in drafts here with the Bears, with the Falcons, with Kansas City. The more information that you give out, the easier it is for the rest of the teams in the league who are targeting the same players you are for a particular position to move in front of you if they've kind of figured out your plan based on the information. So I will say I'm not going to give out a whole lot of information, but I will also say that, hey, at every position we have needs.
And this team, you know, bringing Tim Jennings back, Bulldog. Bulldog, literally, from Georgia. I love the way that kid plays. Bringing him back. Charles Tillman had a Pro Bowl season last year. You've got the safeties are still developing, and they could develop into a unique tandem athletically back there.
That's a good group. You know, Chris Conte was a guy that we targeted when we were at Kansas City. You know, we were down because he was drafted, and we didn't get the opportunity to draft him. That's a good young player. If you're looking for a prototype bear, speed, length, ball skills, good tackler, okay, Major Wright is a guy that we spent a whole lot of time on during the conversation. So, yes, we're very excited about that tandem. Charles Tillman was drafted when I was here, and we had great conversations with him. I saw him in the hallway when I think the first or second day that I got here and talked to him. I said, you don't remember me, do you? And he said, no. I said, I interviewed you in Hawaii at the Hula All-Star game, and, hey, just was here when you were drafted. Glad you're still here. Gives me great comfort. And Tim Jennings is just a dynamic athlete. You know, hey, some people will say that he's not tall, Jeff. I say he's a dynamic playmaking player, and that's a guy that fits. When you're talking about, hey, they don't all fit the same parameters, Tim Jennings fits that dynamic player, that dynamic, sudden playmaking player. And got a chance to watch him quite a bit when he came out of University of Georgia because I was with the Falcons at the time, living in Atlanta, spent a lot of time over at UGA, and certainly very glad to be here with Tim.
All right. Well, very good. We appreciate that. We're going to have to wrap up, folks. Just really good conversation tonight. We appreciate you guys taking the time to join the conference call tonight with Phil Emery. And, Phil, we know you're swamped and still getting your feet on the ground here.
Oh,
we really appreciate it.
Love spending time with the fans. And, again, just very proud to be representing the great Chicago Bears.
And, again, April 16th, start of the off-season program.
Start of the off-season program. You know, we're in heavy meetings from here on. The coaches are excited about the players coming. We're all excited about it coming. I want to meet the rest of them, the ones that I have not met. And, hey, the draft.
The draft, and that'll be big. And then a couple of weeks after that, I'm sure the
rookie minicamp. Yes.
And it's different now. The off-season program, shorter for the players.
Yes.
So by mid-June, everything's going to be wrapped up, but you'll have a minicamp in there as well.
Yes, we'll have a veteran minicamp. I believe it's the second weekend in June.
All right. Before we sign off tonight, I'd like to remind you to please stay on the line for a few additional seconds, as you will be given an opportunity to leave a message with your feedback and comments regarding tonight's event. And again, we thank you for your continued loyalty and unwavering support as Chicago Bears season ticket holders. No fan base is better in the National Football League. It's a big reason why I love doing what I do as well, because of you. So we value each and every one of you, and we really, truly could not do it without you. So we look forward to seeing all of you this fall. Heck, this summer at training camp, and then when the games begin at Soldier Field, it's going to be a great schedule. Should be an outstanding season. And for Phil Emery, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thank you all. Have a great night, and of course, go Bears!